This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolina could lose out on a $92 million Volkswagen settlement because of a political power struggle. Both the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature say they should control the funds. Republicans say the state constitution guarantees them the right to control any public dollars. Governor Roy Cooper says that he should be in charge of the settlement money because it didn't come from taxpayers. Elizabeth Utz has been covering the story. She's a reporter for Southeast Energy News, and she joins me in the studio now. Welcome back, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Frank.
Let's talk about where this money comes from in the first place, this $92 million from Volkswagen. How come?
Yeah, so a few years back, Volkswagen was caught selling about a dozen models of its diesel vehicles, mostly, that were spewing up to 40 times the legal limit of smog-forming pollution. And the way they were doing that is through computer software that cheated on the emissions testing. So they were finally caught. They had to pay billions of dollars, about $3 billion total. And about $3 million total gets divided among the states for a mitigation trust fund, and it's supposed to go to clean transportation projects that will improve air quality.
Yeah, let's talk about that supposed to go part. There are rules around how this money should be spent now that it's been dispersed, right? So tell us what the rules are.
Exactly. So the money is now held with this independent trustee called the Wilmington Trust is the name of it. And under the terms of the settlement, they had to make sure that the money actually went to projects that benefit air quality. So there's a list of projects that each state that gets the money has to choose from, and they have to make sure to abide by it. They will submit plans in three different phases. So North Carolina's $92 million is divided over three different phases. They submit those plans to the trustee. The trustee makes sure that they checks all the boxes, and then the trustee will disperse that money bit by bit.
All right, give us a sense of what some of the examples are, some of the ways in which the trust would like you to spend this money.
Yeah, so North Carolina has its phase one plan all ready to go, and it's the bulk of it right now is to replace diesel transit and school buses. And that's with both zero emission models like electric buses, but also just cleaner burning diesel buses. And then about 15% is slated for electric vehicle charging stations. And that's supposed to help, you know, EV deployment around the state.
Right.
And then a tiny bit also goes to on and off-road construction equipment and heavy-duty diesel vehicles.
All right. So now this power struggle between the Republican-controlled legislature and the Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. What's going on there?
Yeah. So it's certainly a partisan power struggle. I think hard not to read it that way. But as you said in the at the top, it's also a philosophical difference. The General Assembly really believes that they should have final say over this money because it's North Carolina's money. Governor Cooper believes that exceeds their constitutional authority. As far as I've been able to tell, there's really not a lot of disagreement over the state's plan to use the money. Everyone seems fine with the Division of Air Quality's plan for this. But the issue is this final say. And it's sort of played out in two venues. One is in the courts. Governor Cooper has sued. And so far, he's lost. He's lost round one in Wake County Superior Court. But he has appealed and feels confident that he could he will ultimately prevail. But the place where Division of Air Quality officials and others are worried is the legislative battle is really where they are concerned, because the General Assembly has passed a provision that basically says they have final say over this money. They must appropriate it as part of their budget process. And they haven't, in their conference budget so far, at least, of course, we don't have a final budget yet, but they haven't appropriated that $31 million, that first phase of funds. And so that has people worried that, you know, North Carolina is going to not be able to receive this money when the time comes.
Well, there's a lot of questions involved here. I mean, number one, there'd be the constitutional question, whether or not the Constitution gives the right to the or the authority to the legislature to appropriate every dollar that comes to North Carolina, no matter how it gets it. But then there's the rules around this particular settlement, which seem to be pretty clear, that says, you know, this has to be an executive function. Does it or does it not say the governors are responsible for dispersing this money in the settlement, not the Constitution?
Yeah, the settlement, the terms of the settlement say that the governor will designate an agency that has authority over this money. And you can see why they would do that, because they want to make sure that there's just one person that they can hold to account if this money isn't spent correctly. And yes, that is the crux of the problem. Compounding it, I think, is that the General Assembly isn't really that worried that their budget language threatens this money. They don't seem totally convinced it's a problem. But then meanwhile, the trustee is being pretty opaque about whether it's a problem or not. They're basically saying, well, just we'll tell you when you ask for that money, we'll tell you if you can get it or not.
Right, because ultimately what the legislature does in any case is appropriate money so that the governor can execute. That's what the executive means. One way or another, it gets spent by an executive office, an agency within our government. That's kind of the way we set it up. Let's get back to this trustee maybe being opaque. Is there a deadline? Is there a point at which they say, sorry, folks, you've lost your chance. We're going to spread this out.
I think people aren't really sure. I think there's real concern that the budget language that's now law, that's, you know, left over from last year, is a real problem. But I don't think people quite know how many tries North Carolina will get at asking the trustee the question. One potential solution here is that even though North Carolina isn't going to try and get the bulk of this $31 million until November, there's a little piece of the money that they've already asked for from the trustee. And they're hoping to hear back. They think they will hear back by the middle of this month. So if they get an answer from the trustee that says, guys and gals, your budget language is not in compliance with the terms of our settlement, then the legislature has indicated they're willing to try and change the language.
Now, one of the things the legislature said is if the governor would simply drop this suit, they're willing to go forward with something, but they haven't quite said what, and therein lies another problem, right?
Yeah, so basically since last summer when Southeast Energy News first reported on this problem and this budget language, there has been some back and forth between the General Assembly and the governor, but they really haven't been able to come to any solution because the legislature says, okay, sure, we're not really convinced this is a problem, but we'll go ahead and change the language if you drop your entire lawsuit against not just the Volkswagen provision, but other budget provisions. The governor says, I really believe in my lawsuit that I've waged, even though I've lost in Wake County Superior Court, and I will not drop the whole lawsuit. However, I will drop the Volkswagen piece if you would change this budget language, please. And they have
said
no.
Change it what? To be more specific, because right now, as you say, there's really no particular language in the budget that would tell Volkswagen or the trustee how this money in particular would be spent.
Yeah, so I think the solution would be to, I think probably the governor would say, yeah, let's just remove it altogether. The other solution that the governor's office says it has proposed is essentially just having the General Assembly follow the law it established last year, which was that it appropriate the money. So apparently it, again, the legislators don't have any problem with the plan. So why not?
Right.
Put $31 million in, either their conference report, which they didn't do, or the stopgap budget measure that they did, I guess, last week, that was designed to help North Carolina draw down some of these federal funds. So,
because the trustee, forgive me, but the trustee might worry that if I leave this in your hands, legislature, and you haven't told me, you haven't appropriated it specifically to buy new buses, to put in EV charging stations, et cetera, I'm not sure you're not going to spend that on something that is not appropriate, right?
That's the concern. And again, the legislature hasn't indicated any willingness to spend it on other measures, but there's, I think the trustee people suspect wants more assurance than that.
All right. And there is some back and forth now. And I guess Republican Representative Chuck McGrady is working with the governor maybe as the liaison on some of this. Is that part of what's happening?
So he's a, you know, 5-term lawmaker. He's generally seen as supportive of the environment, and he's former president of the Sierra Club. He has been trying to play an intermediary role. The last time I spoke with him about this, it seems like he's kind of given up. He's sort of like a pox on both of their houses because they're, you know, both sides are not really willing to compromise. But maybe after this August, maybe after this mid-August deadline, and there's an answer from the trustee, maybe he'll get back into the game.
All right, we'll stay tuned. Elizabeth Utz, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks, Frank.
Elizabeth Utz, a reporter for Southeast Energy News, and you can find links to her reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a look at the challenges of running the remote Ocracoke Health Center. We'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.